An Air of Lightness, Episode 7, New York Parade.
There isn't a better place in the world for people watching. Not just New York City, this very spot in New York City. The roof of the Hermes flagship, 706 Madison Avenue. Above the street, and still close enough to see it all. Sometimes, while I'm people watching, I like to take a moment to reflect. Literally, I can see my reflection in the building across the street. It's almost like having a twin to keep me company. There he is, another fireworker, or artificier, if you prefer. A glorious statue of a man atop a horse, waving two beautiful Hermes silk scarves in the air, like flags. In another sense, seeing that reflection, it's as if that glass is a magical window to another part of the world, and I can see one of my fellow artificiers standing proud in their city. There's one in Tokyo, another in Paris, Shanghai, or Seoul, for example. Of all the people I see, only one is standing still, down there across the street from me. What's she doing? Is that an easel? Ah, she's a painter. Is she painting the morning joggers, the trees? I wish she'd turn her canvas around so I could see. Right now, there are only a few cars on the street, but later on, there will be traffic. I remember the first time I saw a traffic jam. I thought it was something else entirely. The street slowly filled up with cars one by one, until there were dozens down there, stopped, almost like a carpet rolled out for me to walk on. They began to honk. I thought it was some kind of new symphony that they'd arrived here outside the store to serenade us with their honking music. It was beautiful. The city is waking up now. There's a few more people on the street. A dog walker, walking 11 dogs? Some things are predictable. This woman here, always rushing to work, but watch this. She gets to the window of the Hermes store below me and slows down and stops, gazes at something. This happens every day. Come on in, dear. Treat yourself. Then there are things that are not predictable. This man in a suit walking his kid to school on his way to work. Oh, the two of them just stopped to splash in a puddle together. Well, some moments in life are worth an extra trip to the dry cleaner. And if you get a spot on your tie, well, I know where you could find a new one. Is the painter adding all of these people to her painting? I wish I could see. Every day, it is a fascinating, epic work of theater, and I have great seats. I am great seats. Sometimes the sparrows sit on me and watch too. As the city wakes up, the store beneath my feet, hooves beneath my hooves, is waking up too. I can hear the people saying hello, good morning, various oohs, and assorted Sometimes, I think I'd like to walk down through the floors of the store, see the people looking at things. Look at some things myself, you know? Take it in. There's a 19th century yellow and black carriage in there. It's called an English cab. It's the original cab. Maybe I could pull it. Just for a minute. Or two. Give a shopper a ride from the backs of the scarves. I imagine you're wondering, I stand atop the roof of the Hermes flagship. What do I do when it rains? Well, I get wet. And I look down at the street and watch the umbrellas open. They look like flowers, blooming in an instant. Of course, being in one place, I know there are parts of the city I can't see. I hear music playing several blocks away. Is it a parade? A convertible blasting its speakers as it makes its way down the road? Someone serenading their special someone beneath a window, like the traffic symphony did for me? Do I dream once in a while of seeing what's out there, of leaping from this rooftop to the next and galloping along the tops of buildings? I do. Clip, clop, leap. My scarves, almost like wings, carrying me effortlessly from building to building. My hooves barely touch as they land and barely disturb the apartments below. I gallop from block to block across the rooftops, then a leap to Central Park to gallop among the treetops, light as a feather. Down through Manhattan, over Times Square, New Yorkers looking up and seeing me, leaning out of windows and pointing, there he is. Buildings higher and ever higher, and me faster and faster. I prance across the top of Grand Central Station, the Empire State Building, through the air, a giant and fantastic leap over to the High Line to run an end-to-end, and then back to the best part of the city, my home, at the Hermès.